My testimony starts off quite similarly to, I'm sure, a lot of us in here. I was born into a Christian home on the 2nd of October 1998, so I'm 17 years old. And from as young as I can remember, I went along to church and GB, children's meeting, Sunday school and Bible clubs and all those sorts of things. So from a really young age, I was being taught the gospel and I was being taught about God. And for me, it was just as much a fact that Noah built an ark as it was that the grass was green and that the sky was blue. I just accepted all these things to be true because I'd been taught them from such a young age. And I also knew that I was a sinner, and I knew that I wasn't right with God and that something had to change. So at about the age of four, although I don't remember an exact moment, I know it was around three or four, that I asked the Lord Jesus to forgive me for my sins, and I asked him to cleanse me from everything that went against what he wanted. So although I don't remember it, I know it happened. And from then on, I've heard different testimonies given where people say that I was saved at a young age, but nothing really changed. And to an extent, that was, you know, that's true for me as well. But I think it's also important to recognize that at that moment, whenever you're saved, everything does change, because from that moment, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. And from then, nothing's ever the same again. Your destiny is completely different. And from then on, Jesus never leaves your side. So all throughout primary school and things, I never doubted my salvation. I just kept trusting in God and going to all the things I'd been going to before to learn more about him. I prayed every day and I tried to read my Bible as often as possible. And this continued up until about high school. And then I continued to pray and read my Bible every day, but I kind of, after a while, realized that it wasn't really making much of a difference for me. I just wasn't, although I was praying and things, I wasn't really being that sincere in my prayers, and I was reading my Bible, but I wasn't really applying it to my life. So I kind of decided that instead of putting some more energy into trying to pursue God and trying to know him more, I just kind of decided to give up on it, and I wouldn't. I still read my Bible and prayed occasionally, and outwardly I think I still lived very much a Christian life on the outside. I didn't start to swear, I didn't start misbehaving in school or anything like that. And if anybody had asked me, I still would have said I was a Christian, whether it was a non-Christian or a Christian, and I would have explained to anyone who asked what a Christian was, and I would tell them that I'd committed my life to God. But inside, I wasn't really the same. I kind of very quickly felt a big void in my life. I wasn't as close to God as I had been before, and it was just kind of hopeless on the inside, because I knew that the life I'd had before, the life whenever God was close to me and I was close to God, was very different, and it was a lot better than before. But whenever I was about 13 or 14, I went to a camp with my best friend Katie up in Kilbrony, and it was like an outdoor adventure camp, and we had so much fun doing all the like different activities and things. And I do remember enjoying the talks and things, and I really liked the dorm times at night. But I remember it was on the last night that we were just in the praise time. Katie and I both looked at each other and we both just thought, something's really different tonight. Like, we could just really feel God's presence. And at the end, we stayed behind, both of us, to talk to some of the leaders, and we prayed with them for a while. And I went off on my own, and I got my Bible out. And before I had stopped kind of reading my Bible, I'd been going through the Psalms. And the Psalm that I'd finished up at was Psalm 72. So I thought, well, I'll just move on and read Psalm 73. And even to this day, this Psalm really speaks to me. You don't have to turn to it, because I'm not going to read it all. I'm just going to read a few different verses from it. But verse 2 said, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." And that was really true for me, because I was still a Christian, but my feet had nearly slipped away from God. They hadn't quite, but I wasn't the person I had been before. And then later on in the chapter, it says, "So foolish was I and ignorant. I was a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou holdest me in thy right hand." And that just amazed me, because even though I was being ignorant to God and I was being a beast to God by not praying to him and not giving him the glory he deserved, he'd never left me and I'd never left him. And that just amazed me, knowing that he was there. But then after that, I kind of felt a bit of a panic. I was like, so now I kind of know that I need to go back to God, but I don't really know how to do that. And I remember later on that night in our dorm time, one of the dorm leaders said to me, we were just talking about these different things, and one of the dorm leaders said to me, you know, there is that verse in the Psalms that says, be still and know that I am God. And that verse really, really struck me. And to this day, any time I panic or I feel maybe I'm not as close to God as I should be, or maybe I'm not serving him the way I should, I just remember that verse that says, be still and know that I am God. And I just know sometimes you just need to take a step back, and sometimes you just need to stop worrying about how close you are to God and just let him come close to you. And I do have another friend of mine was struggling with the same thing recently, and she just felt that she wasn't really pursuing God enough. And I reminded her of that verse, be still and know that I am God. And then she found a video on YouTube that she linked me to, and it was all about just waiting for God and how sometimes it is important that we just do wait for God, and we wait to hear his voice rather than trying to do everything we can and trying to be the best that we can be, just listening to his voice and to what he has to say. So after that camp, I kind of just went on doing the same thing. I think I read my Bible a bit more and prayed. And just gradually over time, I felt myself coming closer to God again. And then one thing I really found that helped me during this time was Christian friends, because I think friends have a bigger influence on you than you realize. And just, you know, Christian friends, I've been blessed with wonderfully supportive and godly friends. And friends, sometimes, you know, they're willing to pull you up in your sin. And I have friends that will say to me anytime I'm maybe not behaving the way I should be, that, and they will come to me and they will say, you know, that's not really how you should be behaving. And they'll remind me of the way I should be. So that's what's so important about good Christian friends, because they will, they're not afraid to tell you the things that you need to hear in love. And also, I think non-Christian friends, the impact that you have on them also is amazing. I have friends that, I have some very close friends who aren't Christians, and the difference between my life and their life is really amazing. And even back whenever I was about 13 or 14 and I was kind of struggling a lot with God, even then people were recognizing that I was different. And I think it's even more so now that a lot of my friends are going out at the weekends and they're kind of doing very different things to what I'm doing. The difference really does show. And something that I realized very recently is that there's nobody in your life by chance. And the people that are around you, whether they're Christian or not, they're all there specifically for a reason. Like people that you're friends with that maybe aren't Christians, it's not just coincidence that maybe you're in the same class as them, or maybe you have some friends with, like, some mutual friends with them. But they're friends with you because you have the power to impact them, and God through you can really, really change them. And just different friends that I've made recently, I've really realized that my life can really have an impact on them. And I think that's why it's so important just to continue to live for God in every way, and not be afraid to tell people that why you're different and what has made you change in the way you have. Like, I remember recently, I had a friend who, it was on a Wednesday night, and I'd just been at the youth fellowship in my own church, and I remember feeling really blessed that night by what I'd heard. And then later on, I had a friend call me who was totally drunk. She'd been out in the evening. She was really, really upset. She was saying some very, like, heartbreaking things. She was really in just a mess, and I was able to share with her some of the things that had impacted me that night, and some of the things, and just things like that really, really make a difference to other people. And I think that's why it's so important just to be open about your faith and things like that. And I think another thing I've really struggled with is putting my faith into action, and not just having a faith that's one that I go along to church on a Sunday and, you know, you can believe it and you can trust that it's all true, and that's good. But there are other times when it's important not just to follow the religion, but to actually act out the faith. And I watched a video on YouTube very recently about, it was by an American pastor, and he was saying that in our society, sometimes we think it's radical if we wear a t-shirt with a Bible verse on it, and we think that that's what really makes a difference, and we think that's what is going to impact society and impact the people around us. But really it isn't. What makes a difference is us as Christians, especially as young Christians, going out and really giving up our time for God. And things like not going out to certain places on a Saturday night or a Friday night, that's all well and good. But at the same time, we shouldn't just sit back and not do the things we shouldn't do. We also need to make an effort to go out and do the things that we should do. So whether that's filling up your summer with different camps or things like that, which I have found really helpful because the people you meet there are always amazing people, but actually taking a step to change things. So I just think that I'd like to leave with you the importance of being a Christian where you are. God hasn't put you where you are for no reason. He's put you where you are because there are people around you that you have to make an impact on through him, and because there are people around you that will make an impact on you as well. So I just challenge everyone in here tonight to try and live out your faith more. Don't just sit back and listen to the different things you hear in meetings like this and in church and things, but actually try and make a difference, because the people around you, it can really, really impact them. And I just think that that's something very important for all of us to do, especially as young Christians, because we have such an amazing place, you know, in school. There are so many people there that can really, really be impacted by our lives, just by our behaviour, but also by what we say. So thank you.